the moose, imagining the hands raking his hair were Brianna's. Next, he inspected his left ear's gold earring. At his school in Atlanta, it had been the right ear, likewise in Connecticut. But at the Montfort School in the western suburbs of Chicago, it was the left. His father's corporate climb had demanded 4 moves in the past 7 years. Earrings were one of the first things Brent checked. He returned to his room and flipped on the radio. Discerning what stations were considered cool was another of his moving-in tasks. No spell-chanting shaman knew better the importance of precise adherence to tradition. And keeping the right music flowing, using headphones between house and car, was as vital as maintaining a sacred flame. With the room now prepared, Brent set about dressing. It was May, and no longer rib-rattling cold. He considered his large collection of T-shirts, weighing their logos, color, and condition. To impress without risking being made fun of was his mission, the latter especially important in the case of a party at Chaz's, especially when you hadn't actually been invited. He chose khakis and his Chicago Bulls T-shirt. He attached his wallet chain to a belt loop, tucked the wallet in his back pocket, then couldn't decide whether or not to wear his Varnay sunglasses. He finally stuck them in his shirt pocket as a compromise, then looked at the clock. It was 6:30, still too early to leave. For half an hour, he played video games, losing all of his lives in short order.